Okay, Jadia, tell us about the impact your projects have had in your community.
Oh, we have had wonderful and interesting activities going on. We work with young people who are involved in gangs or in danger of getting involved in gangs. And we've been putting on a lot of workshops, mainly steered by the young people themselves. So they decide what subjects need discussed, and they decide who is even going to talk, how the whole event is going to be run. And they run it themselves. They even do the cooking if they want to eat. And what we have found is that we are starting to break the mold with the postcode. Because when we started, the postcode gang activities were at the highest. So a lot of young people felt imprisoned within their own postcode area. They didn't dare risk their lives going to another postcode. And what we are finding is that by doing that and organizing these events and also using the social media, which they themselves actually run, that they're starting to make friends and get to know each other. And that's what is saving them, because we've been told that some of them, when they've been attacked, and they say who they are, and the attackers recognize them, they quickly say, "Stop, leave him, we know him."
Okay, and so what's the end result? What's the end result of your project? What has it made a difference? What's the difference?
Well, the difference it's making, and it's still making, is that we are reducing the gang incidences, the attacks, knife crimes.
How do you measure that? How do you evidence that it's been reduced?
We can't measure it at the moment, but we know that statistically we were having 3-4 a month, incidences a month. And now we are seeing that we can go up to 2 months without any incident. And we also know that the young people that we have reached are not the ones who are involved in the recent attacks. So it's made a difference in that the young people are relating to each other and therefore not attacking each other.
So how do you make sure that you reach your target audience?
Okay, can you finish off your interviews, please?
We get the young people to bring in their friends and their contacts, because until they trust us, they can't come to us. So they have to come through the young people and the older generation that have gone through the gangs in groups and come.
Thank you. Thank you very much for your time.